Attention, everyone! Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early! Right now, score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Shipped in time for the holidays. Shop early Black Friday deals now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This holiday season, recharge with the Planet Fitness Black Card for just $1 down and $24.99 a month. So instead of fighting a stranger in the mall over a stuffed T-Rex, bring a friend for free and work out on the TRX. Instead of freezing in line for a lame holiday deal, relax in the Black Card spa with some hydro massage feels. Instead of being trapped at your in-laws,
honey,
escape to any of our 2,600 Planet Fitness locations. Sign up today for the Planet Fitness Black Card. Just $1 down and $24.99 a month. Deal ends Friday, December 6th. See club for details.
Segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed, and oftentimes discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote, and always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids.
Well, you see the hoodie.
Got it on.
See the hoodie.
He's got it on.
And we appreciate the clothing line that Trevor's put together. And it's also, that's what he does for his customers also.
So you were trying to work in another jacket the other
day. I was. I heard. He had a great job. I did. Yep. That's when I had Ben come over to meet people. Yes.
Bill was a good recruiter.
Ben, over here, meet people.
What I've learned about Bill is he's a good recruiter because he's very aggressive. He says things that I'm just like, whoa.
Well, but you know deep down inside, it's like, I just don't think it's going to set Bex back a lot for another jacket. And I don't think it's coming directly out of Trevor's pocket. I don't think Trevor's like going like, well, we didn't get a chance to get the go-kart for the kids.
Because Bill had to get another jacket.
No. I wanted to say I'd like to have that jacket.
Well, I knew but you did, but I bit my tongue. I just said it out loud. I just said it out loud. That's a great jacket, and we'd like to. Yeah.
When in doubt, shout it out.
Yeah.
It's a great jacket. We'd like to have one.
Bring us three, please.
I've never asked Ben to get us a North Face jacket. Never said that. He wears that $400 coat in here.
Yeah, he's well-to-do.
He shows it off to us.
He does. He taunts
us. Bragging about it.
He taunts us with the cash that he has available.
He's done very well for himself.
There's times he has over $1,000 worth of clothes on, and everything that me and Sip are wearing has been given to us. Everything is free.
If not by Bex, then by my dad.
Somebody,
yes.
Thanks to Bex Hybrids for helping out. Okay, it is time for a Monday edition of Head Scratchers, things that happen in college football that were odd. Bill, what do you have for
us
this weekend? Okay.
Keep talking.
There's a lot of stuff. It was rivalry. Rivalry weekend in college football.
Yeah, there were some things that were just so. The thing about the Nebraska game and Saturday was so incredible, especially early, but Friday was the head scratcher to start off with. Of all in the drama was Georgia Tech 42, Georgia 44, 8 overtimes.
Georgia won.
Yes,
Georgia
won. Nebraska Iowa game started at the same time.
Okay,
this game finished an hour and 15 minutes later. An hour and 15 minutes
eight
later.
8 overtimes.
Yeah, 8 overtimes. Can you imagine the time? Also, they kept changing ends of the field, too.
It's true.
It finished an hour.
Yep, it was. Yes. I'm telling you. Jake probably could have got back to his hotel in time to watch the end of it.
I walked from the stadium to go get some food. I guess a mile plus, and the game's like in the third overtime. Like, what the hell's happening here?
It was so incredible. I mean, Georgia Tech fumbles. They have the first down with 2 minutes to go. They still had all their timeouts, they being Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So it was going to get very difficult. That's how they got it tied. That's how Georgia got it tied up. Then it went to 8 overtimes, and there was drop balls. There was plays made. I wanted Georgia Tech to win just because they had their quarterback, Haynes King. Talk about a playing Jesse. He played his guts out. I mean,
there's a term.
Playing Jesse. Yeah, he's all.
That's an old school term.
I've heard
it before.
They had 300 yards on Georgia in the first half. Georgia Tech had 300 yards in the first half.
This was at Georgia.
At Georgia. They went for like 580.
No great teams out there.
Yeah. They went for like 580.
Jake, no great teams out there.
It was so much fun to watch.
See Ohio State.
It was so much fun. Michigan 13, Ohio State 10, and this could be a 2-hour show.
Yeah,
it could be a 2-hour show.
Just on this game.
You talk about, you have the game which everyone thought was unwinnable. They showed Fox on who they were all taking, and everyone except for one had 35-10. 35-14. Yep. It was going to be, what were they, 20-point favorites?
20-and-a-half. 20-and-a-half?
Well, I thought it was 20-and-a-half. Whatever, 20-and-a-half,
yeah. That favorite.
Three touchdown favorites.
At home.
Three, and
with Michigan without Will Johnson, without Donovan Edwards.
Yeah. And the game, it was remarkable. All of a sudden, you're just watching this game. You're like going, and then here's the best part was, it's 10-10. And they have first and three at the three, they being Michigan. And they throw a pass. And they intercept it.
Jack Sawyer.
And they Sawyer? First and three at the three, and they have a walk-on quarterback, and they throw a pass, and they intercept it. It's like, well, they're going to get out of this thing.
Nope.
They shut him down again, got the ball back. And then they make a miracle run because Mullins is nowhere near Blake Corum. I mean, Blake Corum,
he's not even close.
I mean, but give him credit. All of a sudden, he bounces a run.
He bounced one.
It goes down to about the 15-yard line.
Oh, that's when I picked it up on the radio. I was watching it in Sean's vehicle. Yeah. You know, he had TVs in there because it's Sean. And then I will listen to the radio. I just want to say one thing. I listened to the radio broadcast. For some reason, I had Sirius this weekend because I gave it to you free. I was listening to the Ohio State broadcast, and man, that was rough to listen to. The guy was just depressed.
He was. I heard that one too. Yeah,
keep going. Sorry.
But then, so then they have a timeout called, and then they're down in the goal line area, and they don't score.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
But they have the wrong grouping, and Ryan Day has to call another timeout. Well, you can't call back-to-back timeouts.
Oh, they had 12 on the field.
So we got 12 on the field, which gave them a first down. Gave them a first down. Then they had a helmet pop off. So they run it down to like 45 seconds left when they kicked the field goal. And that's like, okay, they got to get a field goal, got to get a shot down the field. They went 0 for 4.
They didn't complete a pass.
They went 0 for 4, and they were just rushing 4. It wasn't something elaborate. It wasn't, you know, that was like, no, just playing coverage. It was probably, a fan had called in on the show, on the Sunday show on XM84.
He goes,
this is the biggest win in the history of Michigan, Ohio State. He said, because we were 21-point underdogs.
Without Will Johnson,
we were
without Donovan Edwards.
We have no chance.
Two best players are out. And by the way, who's their quarterback? He's a walk-on. He had 40 yards passing.
Davis Warren.
He had 40 yards passing.
He's bad. He's not good.
And they somehow win the game.
He's not very good.
I want you to think about this, too.
They were down their three. They were down in Loveland as well. The tight end didn't play.
That's right.
They were down their three best players.
Loveland's their best player. He did not play in the game. Yeah. And they won.
Did Donovan Edwards not play either?
He started the game and got hurt. He got hurt early.
Four carries, 11 yards.
Yeah, hurt early.
So they were without maybe three of their best players.
It's one of the most remarkable. And then you have to think about this. The heat that you have to take a little bit. One, Ryan Day made the choice way back when. No Joe Burrow. No, we're going with the other guy. Which still panned out okay for him. But he's not Joe Burrow.
But.
And so they pass on him. Then they go like yeah. McCord, not so fast. Then McCord's playing phenomenal football.
Leads the country in passing yards.
He threw for 360 yards against Miami. And when you watch the game, there's no way you say that, well, Will Howard's better than McCord.
No.
He's not. It's not even close.
He had the one bad game with five picks. Otherwise, he's been really good this year.
I mean, he has some picks, but he's had a good year.
If you just watch the game, because I watched that entire Syracuse game, it's not even close. McCord's better. And guess what? The team love McCord. They loved him.
And McCord was sitting at the Green Gateau.
Yeah, the Green, he was here.
Then Donovan came anyway.
Doesn't matter. But think about that year at Ohio State going, hold it, we could have had McCord here?
It's not good.
And then we passed. And then it's because here's, it's just like when they had that conversation with McCord.
I'm listening. I'm checking McCord's stats.
Then you better have a backup. It's like when you fire a coach.
Yeah.
Which means they must have thought they were going to get Cam Ward. They must have thought that because they didn't get, there was never a time. I mean, there's a lot of places where Will Howard didn't even have options.
There's another quarterback too in that conversation. Sam Leavitt got passed by. Sam Leavitt's had a great year.
He's playing incredible.
At Arizona
State. They're playing for the Big 12 title.
Will Howard is not bad.
No.
But he's not a championship quarterback.
Well, he threw a pick. They ran back to the two, and they threw another pick in the red zone going in. So, I mean, he played bad in this game. But
he's not a championship quarterback.
There was not a time this year you were wowed by Will Howard.
On the final drive against Oregon is when I determined, they don't have the guy. He came up short against Oregon, and it didn't look good.
So you, being Ohio State, let McCord go, or the conversation was very easy of like, you can stay. But it's wide open, and we're bringing somebody else in.
Syracuse was down 21-0 in that game and won
the game.
42-30.
I watched the entire game. It was a remark. The crowd was nuts in that dome.
It's 21-0.
And they
right
won
back.
Nine. Oh, yeah. His numbers aren't that bad, I guess. I'm sorry.
He had one game. Pittsburgh.
Yeah, McCord, 29 TDs this year, 12 picks. Five and one game.
Yeah. And he's number one in yardage in the country.
He's thrown for 4,300 yards.
He leads the country. Number one.
God.
Number one in the country in passing yards.
Could you imagine him throwing to Ohio State receivers?
This is trouble for Ryan Day. This picture.
Yeah, but that's one that comes. You have the mismanagement of the clock and the time and the first down. Automatically screw it up. They have the. Did you take the right quarterback? You know they have with this.
And then what?
And then the fact that he's
lost four in a row to Michigan. That's a problem.
And you lost to this Michigan team is they lost to Indiana. Michigan did.
I know.
They were 6-5.
AD Ross Bjork gave Day the vote of confidence yesterday. Now, what do you do, though? They're gonna be in the playoff. You don't make a coaching change now, right?
No.
They're still in the playoff, right? Yeah.
If I was them, I would say just for the general vibe, I'm very nervous.
Why?
Because of if they happen to go to the playoffs and get outed first round, it'll get ugly. Look at that. Oh, real quick. Hang on.
Real quick.
Give me 19 seconds. No, four seconds.
Do it. 4 seconds.
Baylor 45, Kansas 17. Wow. Yeah.
Aranda.
Rutgers 41, Michigan State 40. Rutgers rolled up 41 points. 41
at
points.
Shiano got his team back.
Got his team back after losing to Illinois the last game. Wyoming 15, Washington State 14.
Oh, no.
For their third win. For Wyoming's
third win?
Yeah, third
Wazoo
win.
Wazoo has fallen off.
They force a ton of turnovers, though, Wyoming does.
Head scratchers. When we come back, it's time for Bills Thrills and Song of the Day. Next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.